How else does this conversation and spiritual enlightenment dovetail with the ET phenomena, like contacting our Star Nation families? What do you think, Preston?
Yeah. Well, here's the way I look at it. You know, this is the message so many contactees get.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, you are us. We are you. We are one. We share a common heritage. We're all people. We all come from source. We are all the same. So I think the ETs feel a sense of duty and responsibility and goodwill, as anyone would if you saw someone stumbling down the street, you know, who needed a handout, you know, a hand up or some food or just, you know, a shoulder to cry on or anything, you know, just a little help, a little acknowledgement, a little validation. And I think what the ETs are seeing is us struggling and lagging behind in spiritual growth.
Yeah.
And this has become one of their main, and I don't like that word agenda, but one of their goals, one of their missions.
Yeah.
And you can see this. You know, I always tell people, no, don't believe me. Take a look at the firsthand cases. Look at them objectively. Leave your fear behind. See, look at what happens when someone's taken on board a craft. They're examined. They're healed. Often, this is one of the purposes, I think, for this so-called physical exam, because healing is a big part of it. And they're taken down to the engine room and told how the craft works. And they'll show you everything about it. And like, here's how, you know, we harness the magnetic field lines. This is how we basically maneuver. And we don't really use fossil fuels, and you don't need to either. And they've got, you know, they'll give you messages. You know, this is, you're messing around with nuclear power. You don't realize when you explode bombs what it's doing to other realms, and all these actually really positive things. You know, they're warning against pollution and war and aggression and greed and corruption and destruction of the environment. They'll take you up into the engine room. This is what is actually happening. And it is very much connected to spirituality and psychic ability. Because almost without exception, if you talk to these contactees and ask them, you know, have you had any out-of-body experiences? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I started having them when I was being taken on board. Have you ever physically levitated? I got a lot of yeses from that, from contactees. Physically levitated.
Or
hands-on healing abilities, or precognition, or mediumship, or remote viewing, or psychic reading, or, you know, all of this stuff, clairvoyance, seeing shadow people. A person might come back from a onboard experience and have, you know, poltergeist-like activity. That's not a ghost. That's not a demon. That is them. Their own bioelectric field has been so wired up that it's, you know, you can't wear watches and TVs start fuzzing up. Street lights and lamps and
Will
fly off the shelf. That's you. This is connected to psychic ability. This is what they're really trying to do. And they tell people this. You know, you need to start focusing on this. They really want people to know that there is life after death, that we are immortal, that we do have these abilities, that telepathy is paramount. That alone, simple telepathy, compassionate, understanding telepathy, because we are, the whole human race is profound, every entity is, but we're telepathic.
Yeah.
So when someone, you know, when there's a tragedy and the whole world just starts lamenting and anger, it's roaring through it. And there's an undercurrent, and we're all talking to each other. It's like subconscious astral. We're all communicating telepathically all the time.
This
is how you know when someone's going to call you, because you are telepathic.
Yeah.
Even if you don't think you are, you are. If you don't think you're talking to other people telepathically, but you are. This becomes super clear when you do astral projection. So yeah, telepathy is a huge part of it, and ETs are trained so hard, because just imagine if we could, you know, start electing politicians in a way where, like, this one's lying and this one's got a pure heart and this one's corrupt and this one really is trying to do good. You know, it would change everything.
God, it would change.
We could just lay down our weapons and stop polluting and not let greed and fear, because that's what's ruling our planet right now. Greed and fear.
Yeah.
And that is killing us, literally. And that's why ETs are trying so hard to pull people on board And each person they pull on board gets, you know, that lesson.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's not like the ET's like, boom, you're psychic. And, you know, this is, you know, us doing it to you. No, no, no. It's you doing it. You're doing the work.
Yeah.
But they really facilitate it. This is my assessment. This is kind of how I'm looking at it right now.